That is Steve Miller, who is, of course, from this area. 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. John Carlson Talk Radio, 570 KVI. By the way, the mother of all Trivial Pursuit questions, Phil. Back when I was in college, I hosted a show on King TV about high school life. And it was called What's This Generation on Channel 5. And no one out there listening remembers it whatsoever, which is probably a good thing.
I'm going to YouTube this, see if I can find any excerpts on YouTube.
And, you know, if they're there, I wouldn't know it. I've never thought to look myself. However, our theme song was Jet Airliner from Steve Miller.
Steve was speaking for the kids back in the day, wasn't he?
That's right. Back when he was one.
Voice of the youth.
We have the CEO of FairCompare.com. That's Rick Cini. He joins me here for a couple of minutes on the John Carlson Show. But anytime I find a way to save my listeners money on airplane tickets, I'm happy to do so. Mr. Cini says, you know, there's some things the government might be able to do to bring down airfares. And what might those be, Mr. Cini? Welcome to KVINC.
Yeah, well, good to be on. And, you know, right now they're trying to block the American-U.S. Airways merger, saying that that's going to increase ticket prices by reducing competition. So I figured now that they have a newfound love for trying to keep ticket prices lower, where they could do some things that are actually easy for them to do. For example, right now on a $250 connecting round-trip flight, 25%, a quarter of that $250 is ticket taxes and fees. That's a quarter of that right now. And the new budget submitted by the executive branch increases that by at least 10%. They're trying to increase that. Hard to do in current Congress, but certainly they're trying. That would be one thing they could do, is certainly not do that. Another area is foreign ownership. Right, it took Richard Branson almost 3 years to start up Virgin America in the United States because of some arcane rules related to foreign ownership. If they allowed that, they'd allow us a few more startups, and we'd see some more competition, and that should drop down prices as well.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think, other than United and American and Alaska Airlines, I'm trying to think of whether any major carriers today were around 30 years ago.
Well, there are a lot of headstones, rest in peace, many airlines from deregulation in 1978. And certainly the number of airlines does make a difference. And I think that's, you know, the crux of the case. This case will move forward at the end of November. It should be a couple-week trial. And by the end of the year, at least the employees and creditors and everybody involved with the American bankruptcy will know exactly what's going to happen by the end of the year.
So you believe that this merger is a good thing or a bad thing, Rick?
Well, I think that right now it's sort of a coin flip. They're trying to predict what will happen 2 or 3 years from now, because right now the economy is what's controlling ticket prices, and ticket prices are only up 1% year over year. That's the good news. The bad news is they're the highest we've been tracking in over a decade from last year. So they just really don't know. So it's hard to tell exactly what will happen. If oil prices, for example, came down to $75 a barrel, we'd see a lot more competition. About a third of the ticket cost or more is in oil prices. So it's a little bit uncontrollable at the moment. I would say on whole, it's probably good for certain big cities and probably bad for smaller cities, because it does reduce competition in those smaller cities.
Okay, I tell you what, in the minute or so we have left, tell people how they can get the best deal possible.
Well, there's three. The number one thing you can do is you can shop Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. 66% of all sales are filed Monday night. All the other airlines scramble to match Tuesday morning. So Tuesday afternoon is the sweet spot for shopping. If you're shopping on the weekends, you're probably paying too much, because these sales tend to be 2 or 3 days in length. And also airfare hikes, which we've seen over 10 attempted this year, typically occur over the weekend. So you're risking paying too much for tickets over the weekend. And if you fly on the cheapest days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, at least on half your trip, you'll always save money.
Okay, listen, I'm writing this stuff down, and I hope our listeners are too. Tuesday afternoon is the best time and place to shop online for the best deal.
Absolutely. And then the days of departure would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Those are the three cheapest days to travel.
Got it. All right. You're probably helping Thousands of people save hundreds of dollars each right now. Appreciate you doing that, Rick.
Hey, no problem. That's what we try to do at Fair Compare. Thank you
very much. Rick is the CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Check them out while you're shopping for the best fare possible. You're listening to the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You're going to hear former Seahawk coach Jim Mora lose his cool with a reporter down at UCLA, and I bet you're going to be on his side.
The biggest names are on KVI. John Carlson.
It was our inaction that has made the world a dangerous place.
Laura Ingraham.
We have one big pre-existing condition in this country. It's called joblessness.
Glenn Beck.
Please, guys, let's have some common sense here.
Mark Levin.
We now have a new Cold War with Russia.
Lars Larson.
This is what Obama is projecting to the rest of the world. America's weak.
And Michael Savage.
You know what I'm talking about, you listening to the show.
Talk Radio 570 KVI.